Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to say, I don't think that your question was not, your character was not questioned, in my opinion. So I don't want you thinking that either. Mm-hmm. And if Mr. Stice said, hey, I've not asked, I guess I can ask, was the, you went out there and looked, everything was well maintained, everything looked good?
Yes, it was.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't think that, in my mind, your character has not been questioned at all for us.
I appreciate that comment. So.
Is that all? Sir?
Yep.
I just want to say one more thing. I bought all this acreage to do what I want to, like they want to do what they want to on their property. So I would like you to take that into consideration. I've proven that the nightly rental was no problem until after the fact that I asked them to keep the stuff off the property. And it was never an issue before that. If you look at the dates and times that they signed everything, it was only after that, which was just this last year.
Okay.
And I understand if they don't want a wedding venue there, that's fine with me. But not this, when I'm already doing it and it's been proven and there wasn't problems. I think I've proven my case. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. There's no further discussion. Ready to close the public meeting? I'll close this section of the public hearing, and I would entertain a motion at this time.
Real quick, I did, in the history, total occupancy of 12. Is that correct? Is that still the current total occupancy?
She has it posted for more than it's allowed, yes.
Okay. Yeah, it is advertised for 24, but the actual occupancy that's allowed is 12. Okay.
I just want to address...
Ma'am, we've closed the public hearing. I apologize.
I don't do that.
We are discussing amongst...
Okay.
...with our administrator at this time.
So I just let you know I did find that.
Yep.
It is.
Okay.
You guys have any other discussion?
I have none.
You know. Move to deny order number 03-17-2025-02.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. We'll move on to our next order, which is order number 04-21-2025-01 for Seamless Experts. Give everyone a second to move around in the room here.
Okay, Seamless Experts Incorporated is seeking County Commission to approve a zoning request for one parcel 20-40.17-000-000-025.001 located, there is no address, 911 address, but it's in Ravenwood Way, Ridgedale, Missouri. Background, April 14th, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission recommends approving the amendment to the zoning district maps, and it was unanimous. All right, I'm going to give you a little idea of where we're at here. Like I said, they are agriculture, wanting to go to C2.
Okay.
So this is 86 right here, so you're almost all the way to the Arkansas line, and then you get to the outer road, you have to cut back. It's right there, I think right here is the gas station that you turn into, the very last one, and then you cut back this outer road. Here's a larger picture of the parcel, and I think our applicant actually lives back in here behind it. I don't know if it's this one or the next one back,
right,
but he lives
right
back
behind it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So once again, A1 all around it. You got some C2 developing on the outer roads on both sides. This is a propane facility, refill facility. I'm not real sure what is this one here.
It's going to be a gas station.
It used to be where they repaired concrete trucks and dump trucks.
Okay, gas station's a little further.
Is that the one that Yeah, I think somebody's, is it a storage building?
Yeah,
like a big
it's for
building?
Storage right now.
Yeah. Little drawing that he put together. So as you saw on the other picture, this is that turnoff going towards the highway. So it's directly across the street. He's got a 50 by 150 building here with some parking around it, driveway. Looks like another structure here. I'm not sure if that's going to be green space or
green
just parking.
Space.
Green space? Yeah. So just a couple pictures. That's looking out. I think your driveway is going to move a little bit. It's not going to be directly across from that, isn't it?
It's going to be pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
as
roughly I'm at the driveway right there. I'd be looking to the north, looking to the south. Looking at the property, they've already started doing some clearing. Roughly about 10 acres. I got the land disturbance permit. Doing some work there. This is his buildings he's looking at doing. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to the applicant and let him speak.
Yep, we'll call to order this section of the public hearing. And, sir, your name and address, please.
Jeff Holden, 2222 State Highway T, Branson, 65616. And what we'd like to do is move our warehouse from T Highway out to this area, and we're going to put it on the right-hand side in that location. And then on the little further north, we'd like to do a farmer's market.
Okay.
Is that this location?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so that's our right-of-way private road on the north side of it. And we'll put an entrance off of that road into there as well, so you'll be able to come in one, go out the other if you want, or circle around our warehouse and come back out the same way. We probably get about one tractor trailer a week, maybe every 2 or 3 weeks. So I don't think we'll impact a lot of traffic coming in and out. Hopefully we will with the farmers market, but probably mainly on the weekends, things like that.
And then you said there's a residence behind it?
Or? Yes. We have the 40 acres directly behind this.
In that section right there?
Okay. Yes.
It's pretty rural out there. Kick it out.
You got to want to go there.
There's a little house up to the north, but it's pretty much, that's about it.
You said right now you're currently operating out of a building on T Highway, is that correct?
Yes, sir, where they used to build the ducks.
Okay. And so you own this property?
Yes.
Don't know if it's relevant. Are you renting or own the property on T that you're operating out of?
We're renting.
Okay. So looking to make a permanent place for your business there?
Yes, sir.
Is there a, you're asking for C2?
Yes. And I think the reasoning was for the farmer's market, not necessarily for a warehouse, if I was correct.
Yeah, I could have got that under a couple different things, but the two uses they're a little bit different. So the only thing I could find that could grab both those uses was the C2.
Okay.
Could have got away with like a construction sales and services, warehouse, office space, something to that effect. But to grab that.
Does farmer's market farmers not market. Fall under A? I thought it could fall under agriculture.
It could, but his other would not. So I had to find something that would grab them both.
Is there, and I'm just spitballing. I'm probably wrong. I was thinking you could. As long as it was not as, is it conditional in? So what would you do, like light warehouse, light industrial? What would you do the seamless under?
If I wasn't going C2?
Correct.
Give me just a second. Probably construction, sales, and services. He's not only having a little material there, but you're going to base your operation and cost.
Correct.
Possibly have a display room, I'm assuming.
We'll have an office in the front with our displays and stuff like that for customers to come in.
So that is permitted under the C2. You want me to look under A1?
Well, what else is that permitted under? Is it permitted under like light industrial? Is it permitted under?
Yeah, you could get under office. I'd have to look under C1 real quick.
It would be under office.
Yeah, you could use it as that.
Do you guys have any thoughts?
It doesn't fall under C1.
Listening to some of this stuff, yeah.
It doesn't fall under
C1. I see your book, please. Sheet that you just had up, Cody, after you. When it goes down through the listing of it, down the other way, I'm sorry.
This way?
Yeah. So this is everything that is
allowed in C2.
In C2.
But I can pull up whatever you'd like.
I just want to see what's
falls in more into the commercial aspect of it.
Okay.
So it grabs his agricultural sales and services as a permitted use.
Okay.
And then his construction sales and services is a permitted use.
Okay. Go to office real quick. I'm just, again, just thinking. And look at office. Section 17010.
You got a page for me?
95.
C2 is very broad.
Now go down to any other use that is determined by the county commission to be of the, keep scrolling down just a little bit, of the same general character as the above permitted uses. Okay. The office district is intended to provide professional management and other office uses.
Would that cover the seamless side of it?
Well, it says no use shall be permitted that involves manufacturing, wholesale, and retail. So no.
No. To grab the farmer's market was tough.
It was.
Sorry, wouldn't try to be.
No, there's unique things, and this is very unique to have a light manufacturing and a farmer's market on the same parcel. Yeah, usually you get one or the other.
It's big enough to split.
Okay.
You wanted to look at it that way, keep some A1 portion. And
for the farmer market side. And
you could always think of it like that. It's going to be another cost to him, but yes, you could think of it like that. Got plenty of room.
He'd have to survey it, break it off, record it. So it was $3,500 probably.
Two.
Under five. Okay, so 2,000 ish.
Probably around two.
Just from the pictures there on the clearing side, it looks like really where he's wanting to build the buildings, it looks as if it falls off. Am I looking at that right? Maybe that's just a point there, and then where you've got your structures is on pretty much the flattest part, and then it falls off.
Yes, sir.
Goes into
about 6 feet of drop from the front of the parking lot to the back of the parking lot.
Okay, and then I didn't know if there was a ravine. I was looking at the